40% of parents don't want LGBT lessons for six-year-olds, pollsters say they must be persuaded. By Virginia Hale on September 12, 2020. The British public should be educated on the benefits of promoting LGBT lessons to young children. Pollsters have said, after it emerged that 40% of people disagree with new LGBT teaching policy. Research company Kantar expressed dismay over the figure after a survey showed that while more than 9 people in 10, 91%, said they were accepting of homosexual and bisexual people, just 4 in 10, 38%, believed that LGBT lifestyles should be promoted to 6-year-olds. It also revealed that 40% of Britons thought it was inappropriate to teach 6-year-olds about transgenderism. Craig Watkins, British chief executive of Kantar's public division, said the figures show Britain has come a long way but that social progress is not guaranteed. Although we see high levels of comfort of LGBT people in community leadership roles, there is more work to be done on the acceptance of the transgender community in UK society, the Gay Times reported him as saying. We hope that the provision of evidence of this nature enables constructive dialogue about how much further there is to go to see full equality. The poll results came as new rules brought in by the so-called Conservative government mean schools in England will be forced to hold mandatory LGBT-inclusive sex education, including the promotion of gender ideology. Parents in a multicultural area of Birmingham, where a curriculum to promote LGBT lifestyles was being piloted by an activist headmaster, withdrew their children from school in 2018 in protest at what mostly Muslim families described as the aggressive promotion of homosexuality in the classroom. Asserting that there is a large minority who need to be persuaded that young children should be taught about LGBT lifestyles, Watkins told the Thomas Reuters Foundation, "If you take the events in Birmingham, we saw a visceral reaction to it from parents that the government needs to be thinking about, because that is not an outlier view." Last month, Breitbart London reported concerns over the new LGBT-inclusive RSE, Relationships and Sex Education, requirements, after it emerged that the government had funded a toolkit including a game where children roll a dice featuring words including anus and mouth and talk through the sexual acts it would be possible to carry out using the two body parts. An investigation into the toolkit, which is promoted as a fully planned out and resourced four-lesson/session pack that helps schools meet their statutory requirements to deliver LGBT plus inclusive RSE, found that anal sex is a constant feature of the pack, which also demands that children use the phrase a person with a vagina rather than a woman's vagina and a person with a penis rather than a man's penis. Critics complained that the resource prematurely sexualizes children, with one peer noting that the toolkit highlights wider problems with the requirement to teach LGBT-inclusive ideology in schools, including that the new guidelines abdicate responsibility for what gets taught to minority interest lobby groups. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.